free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Eve Hensel was born in Berlin to a German mother and an English father. After a number of different jobs in the film industry, Eve studied screenwriting at the DFFB in Berlin. He has worked on several shows, such as Legal Affairs, Der König von Palma, Seasons 1 and 2, Helgoland 513, and most recently, the German language adaptation of the BBC's international hit sitcom Ghosts. Eve's latest work is an audiobook, which has just been released for streaming, Lochdorka, a dark mystery thriller slash ghost story set in the Scottish Highlands. We talked to Eve via video call for this interview. Hi, Eve.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
You say that with such ease.
I know. But if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Okay. I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm sure we'll find out.
We'll just take the plunge. How would you describe your current mood ideally in three words?
Excited, nervous, happy.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I've got many different favorite ways to spend time, but currently I'd say I really love being out in nature. Mm-hmm. Even in this time of year, when bad weather, I mean, I kind of like when it's rainy and windy and you sort of feel the elements. But to be honest, I don't really do it often enough.
The rain and the windy part, that's the British side of you, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share.
I like pranks. It's actually not really a secret obsession because my friends know I like to prank them. So I think by now they can tell when I'm up to something. But yeah, it's not really that secret. So maybe something secret. I like singing.
Oh, okay.
Which is something I really just do on my own. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I play the guitar, I sing along, but I never do that in public. So yeah, I guess that would be a secret obsession.
That's a good one though. What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously it can be film, writing, directing related, but it doesn't have to be.
I mean, this is going to sound a bit cheesy, but it was actually the last project I did, you know, the audio book I wrote, because it's actually a novel, which I wrote, which has been released as an audio book now. But that was really the first time I was being paid to write something that was completely my own, that I came up with, and I wasn't hired to do someone else's story or whatever. And that just felt, that was like the dream come true.
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah. Do you want to name the project?
It's called Lochdorka. It's a mystery thriller set in the Scottish Highlands. It's kind of a ghost story. It's read by Eileen Tessel. Mm-hmm. And some other speakers as well, but she's got the main part, and I think she's done it really, really well. And it got released 2 weeks ago, so it's out to listen to.
Listeners, you know where to find it. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I'd say something that's really important to me is being able to fool around and just be childish without being judged by someone, you know? And I think all of my friends are people who I can do that with, and they also enjoy that. But actually, I'd say that goes for relationships as well.
What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
I really, really enjoy Lebanese cuisine, Arabic cuisine in general. But Lebanese, I think, from what I know, is just, to me, kind of resonates the most with me. And if I have to be specific, I'd pick hummus.
Ooh, that can be a touchy subject. People have very strong opinions about hummus. If you weren't a writer and director, what would you be?
This is going to sound super cheesy, but I actually can't imagine myself doing anything else. Even if I wouldn't be making a living off of writing, I would still be a writer, you know, and have some kind of day job.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I think I would really like to be able to fly.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that influenced you or moved you?
I've got many, many memories, but one of the biggest, or one of the ones I remember most vividly is the first Lord of the Rings film.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the cinema with my dad, and because my parents had split up, and going to the cinema with my dad had become sort of our activity. I remember just sitting in the theater, and the music came on, and I was just totally mesmerized. I can still really remember how I felt when the opening credits came on, and you know that voice from Cate Blanchett and the music and everything. And I remember as the film went on, I kept checking my watch because I just didn't want it to end. I wanted to like go on and on and on, and I was really happy because it was a super long film. Yeah, that was one of the best experiences or feelings I had in the cinema as a kid.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I'm still reading. I'm almost finished The Shadow by Melanie Raba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really enjoying that. I kind of got into her body of work this year.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Could I pick someone from a comic book?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then I've got a bit of a cheeky one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Duck. I'm going to pick Donald Duck.
That is a bit unexpected, I have to say.
Yeah, is it?
Well, it's either children's heroes, sort of like, you know, Pippi Longstocking and Pumuckl even came up. And then there's also, of course, the Harry Potter faction.
Yeah, sure.
Donald Duck is the first. I like that. Which German, but not necessarily upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Someone who really interests me is a couple. They work as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it absolutely correctly, but it's Ezra and Patrick Poole.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're from Cologne, and they've done this show called Hype, which is like a hip-hop dance musical. The things they do and the way they present themselves, I think, has got this like street hip-hop swagger coolness kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the German film and TV industry needs more of. And also the genre they work in, which I don't know, we could call it street or hood genre or whatever, which is oftentimes is very macho, but they do it in a way that it's not macho, but it's still really cool. They'll be going places. I'm really curious to see what they come up with next.
Thanks for the recommendation. What's the next, again, possibly German, but not necessarily TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I've actually got a list of German things I want to watch, which is really rare. The first one, which I'm probably going to watch later tonight, is a documentary about the German rapper Haftbefehl, which mm-hmm. just come out on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I really want to see Amrum.
Mm-hmm.
And also I haven't seen In die Sonne schauen yet. So
yeah, from Masha, yeah.
And also a film I'm really curious to see is called Thanks for Nothing or Danke für Nichts. I'm not even really sure who made it, but I just saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a debut film, and it just looked really interesting to me.
Four girls that live in a VG.
Yeah, right. It's with Lea Drinda, and I don't even know the other actors, but the trailer just looked really interesting. Now I'm always interested to see debut films.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've got your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
Now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
Well, I think I'm in nature. I'm quite optimistic, which I like, and it really keeps me going. And I kind of tend to, with every project I have, I kind of get excited about it, and I kind of forget how stressful it can be.
What do you dislike about yourself?
That's a really mean question.
Sorry. Can be a small thing. I mean,
it's not that small. It's also not that big. I get annoyed by myself sometimes because I tend to get too impatient when it comes to things need to happen in the film and TV industry, or even in literature, which I'm kind of just only getting into. Things just take a long time, and it's really, really hard for me to just let things happen in their own time and not just, you know, keep bugging people with emails and sending stuff out.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And again, it doesn't have to be a big thing.
It's really hard for me to answer because I rarely regret.
Even better. Which random thing makes you happy?
Okay, because we're in a film podcast, I'm just going to stick to that topic. I don't know if you know the feeling or anyone else out there, but sometimes when I go to the cinema and I see a film, mostly when I'm on my own, I get the feeling, I see a film that just works, and it can be any film. It doesn't matter what genre or, you know, budget, big budget, low budget. It can really be anything. If I get a feeling that the artists or the filmmakers really accomplished what they were trying to do, it kind of makes me really happy, and I leave the cinema feeling uplifted and inspired.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
I was going to say no, because I don't really have a motto that I live by, but now that I'm thinking about it, I would say hold on to your empathy. Empathy is kind of what makes us human.
We're at the last question. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Probably an AI.
No,
I'm just kidding. No.
You reject it.
Absolutely no, I wouldn't support that at all. I would try to do anything in my power to stop that film from being made. Not that anybody would want to make a film about my life anyway, but...
No, you never know.
But if that were to happen, I should be played by someone unknown. So, you know, that afterwards I can claim to have been their breakout role.
Understood. Very intriguing idea. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Eve. It was a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me so much. Yeah, it was really cool.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.